Good evening. It's good to be here again this evening. I'd like to take our text this evening from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Would make a comment on that. As far as the Lord giving grace to stand in front of people, it is amazing the things that the Lord works in a person, how he enables you to do things that you would have never imagined that you could do. He gives you the grace, he gives you the strength, he gives you exactly what you need to be able to serve him in exactly the way he wants you to do it. I think about, you know, when the Lord, my whole life I've been the and I still am. If I don't have to preach, I'm still the one that I'll just as soon sit in the corner and nobody notices I'm there. And so I've always been that guy that, my wife and I, our anniversary is today, and we were talking about when we were married. She says, were you nervous about getting married, or were you nervous about standing in front of all those people? I said, I was nervous about standing in front of all those people. I didn't care about getting married. I just wanted to get married so I could get out from in front of all of those people. So this is, the Lord has definitely given me grace to be able to do what he's called me to do. And he does, he will give you the grace and the strength that you need to serve him in whatever area he calls you into. And I guess that's a good introduction to our message we're going to be in tonight, and we're going to be looking at David and David and Goliath, that familiar story. Lord has been these last few weeks, the themes and the thoughts of the things that he's been giving me are all been in the same area, in struggles and battles and in things that, you know, that the hard things that we have to go through, the victories he gives us through the trials. And I've been thinking about those things, and this is one of the places that he led me to, is that familiar story of David and Goliath. We'll start with verses 45 through 47 of chapter 17, 1 Samuel. But my subject tonight will be that the battle is the Lord's. That's going to be our subject for tonight. And in verses 45, it says, this is David's reply to Goliath, and he's replying after Goliath says, basically, I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna feed you to the birds. And David says, no. And he's replying back to the giant. And then said David in verse 45 to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." You know, we have a tendency to think about our problems and to measure our problems and to size up our problems. We have a description of Goliath that we'll read in a minute, but we have a tendency to look at the problem and to just judge how big he is. You know, in this particular case, we have Goliath, and he was a big problem. You know, and they measured him up, and they were afraid. They were afraid of Goliath. The armies of Saul were afraid of Goliath. But if we would not so much measure the size of our problem, but the size of our God compared to that problem becomes a very small thing compared to the size of our God. And we need to have that perspective in the right. When we get that perspective right, then we're going to be able to stand like David, with the boldness of David, and say, "I'm going to feed you to the fowls of the air today. I'm going to take your head off of you, and I'm going to take care of you today." And when we need to have that perspective as we serve God, and as we stand for what is right, we need to get that right perspective. In verses 4 through 11, we'll read those. Goliath's description here. It says, "And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle array? And am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servants, and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." They were measuring up Goliath. They were looking at the size of Goliath. He was, we have detail here that he was 6 cubits in a span. A cubit is basically somewhere between 18 inches and 22 inches. And a span is 9 inches between your fingertip, your pinky, and your thumb. It's a cubit's between your elbow and your fingertips. And some accounts say that the biblical cubit was 22 inches. Some say it was 18. But at any rate, he was 9'9" to 11'9" tall. He was big. That's point number one. Goliath was big. You know, he was a big problem. When you begin to consider our problems and we forget and we focus on that, when we focus on the problem, it just seems to grow. It seems to become this giant of a problem, this great big thing in our life that stands in the way of our service to God. He just stands there and he taunts us. All these Old Testament accounts, we have all these physical things that happened. And they teach us spiritual battles that we have today. They teach us the spiritual things that go on in our hearts. You know, as individuals, we have a lot of times that whole army, you know, following Saul. These guys are just shaking in their boots against Goliath. And but when the Lord gives us grace, we have that David that stands up and says, "No, I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna fight against this. I'm gonna stand and do what's right." Excuse me. But we're very good at, we're experts sometimes at measuring up our problems. We'll just go at every angle at it. We'll just measure it this way and it's just so big here and it's so big there and it's too much for me and it's just too hard to handle. I just can't do it. And we'll go and we'll start thinking about all the reasons why we can't win. All the reasons there's no possible way that we can win against Goliath. There's no way. He's just too big. But we need to remember, that Goliath isn't anything compared to God. He's just this little, insignificant thing compared to God. And David, he understood that. He understood that that Goliath was nothing compared to his God. It says there in verse 11 that when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Dismayed means basically they lost courage. You know, when we begin to look at the problem, we lose courage. We start to doubt ourselves. We start to doubt that we're able to overcome the problem. And they lost courage. And we'll do that when we measure the problem rather than measure their problem towards God. So Goliath was big, but we need to remember that we need to compare him to God. We need to compare the things that we are facing to God. Goliath is very tiny. Sometimes we think you think about Goliath, and you just get to thinking about how big he was. But you know, Goliath, he came with a sword and a spear, and he came in his own physical strength, and he was all alone. He had a guy that went before him, but he came in his own power and his own strength. You know, when we do things, we're coming in with the power of the Lord. We're coming with him as our friend, as our shield, as our protector, as our strength. He's the one that strengthens us and carries us, gives us the ability to do those things that we could never do. in our own physical strength, in our own physical power. You know, when you think about this whole account, this is to teach us that it's not about size. It isn't about the size of the problem or how weak we seem to be in our own eyes or how feeble we are. It isn't about that. The battle is the Lord's. It's His. You know, when we trust in Him, when we're counting upon Him, we're going to be able to defeat any problem that comes to us. We're going to be able to take care of it. So, the second thing was, firstly, was Goliath was big. I got very simple points for this message. Goliath was big. There was a focus on the size of the problem. But we need to be careful focusing on God. The second thing is we often focus on the lack of size or how small we are, ourselves. Sometimes we'll get to thinking about ourselves. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. Well, certainly we can't. We can't do it in our own strength, but God can give us the grace and the strength to be able to do what we can't do in our own power. In verses 32 of chapter 17, it says David was coming to Saul, and David's like, he's like, what's the problem? He's been talking to his brothers, and he's down there talking to the armies, and why isn't anybody going out there and whipping this guy? What's the problem here? But David went to Saul in verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. You know, when you step up and up to the plate and you're going to do something right for God, there's going to be people that say, you just can't do that. There's no way you can do that in your own strength. There's going to be those that are going to be, that are going to be discouraging. They're going to say, you can't do that. There's no way. You need to just sit back down. You're taking a little too much on here. You need to just, you're getting a little bit out there. You need to just settle down a bit. You know, when you really start serving the Lord and doing things like that, you start stepping out there, people are going to say, hey, wait a minute. You're getting a little carried away. You need to settle down a bit. You know, because they don't like that. They don't like it when you step up to the plate and they're too afraid to. You know, when you're willing to take that, to go a little farther to serve the Lord, you know, they don't like that. And sometimes they'll discourage you. But trying to stick with the context here, he just plain didn't think he could beat Goliath. He's just a little kid. I mean, he's just young, very early teens maybe. And he said, there's no way that he can go out there and beat Goliath. And there'll be those that will discourage us in that way. But there will also be, you know, our own thoughts. We'll have those thoughts that we'll be hearing from our own heart. It'll be saying, you're just too small. You're too young. You're too small. This guy is too big. There's too much of a problem. There's just no way. There's no way that I can beat this guy. And you'll have your own heart will be telling you things like that. And Satan will be whispering things like that to you. And he'll be discouraging you and saying, there's no way. There's no way you can beat Goliath. But we have to remember, as David did, remembering how David, what did he do after this? Let's go ahead and read this, what he did. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. You know, David, he'd been through some things. And he could look back and see how the Lord had helped him all along his life. He could look back and see how that God had always been the one that gave him his strength. He'd always been the one that had given him that ability to do the things that he couldn't physically do on his own. And he knew that he would give him that same ability. As long as he was standing for what is right, as long as he was doing what is right, as long as he was serving the Lord, God would give him the strength. He would give him the ability to be able to fight against Goliath. You know, we think about that. David understood where strength came from. He understood that it wasn't in his own hands. In the Psalms, we read so many times how David proclaimed the strength of the Lord. I like Psalm 27. It's a good one. I don't have it in my notes, but I'm going to... Turn to Psalm 27. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." You know, look, David had learned how to be confident in the Lord. He knew that the Lord was his strength. He knew that Goliath would be just the same as all these other things that he'd faced. And he understood that it wasn't in his own strength that Goliath would fall. He knew that the battle was the Lord's. So, thirdly, we see that Goliath was big, David was small. Thirdly, and mostly, and most importantly, is size is irrelevant. That's what this whole thing is teaching us. It doesn't matter the size of the problem, and it doesn't matter the weakness of our own ability and how small we are in our own sight. It does not matter. The battle is the Lord's. That is where the battle is won or lost, is whether we're serving God or not, whether we're trusting in Him or not, whether we're going in His strength or our own. You know, that goes right back to the basic theology that you need to have about salvation. You need to understand that salvation, the strength to be saved, is of the Lord. You need to understand that battle is of the Lord. You need to understand that you can't win that battle in your own power, that you cannot save yourself, that you cannot do anything to earn salvation, that you cannot, there's no way that in your own strength that you can win that battle. But in the battle of, but in the strength of God, the battle is the Lord's. He can win that battle, and he wins that battle for all those that trust in Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to realize that in everything that we do, I think about how that when He saved us, He saved us by grace, and how that it wasn't in anything of our own strength or anything that we deserved or anything in us. He saved us because of His own good pleasure. He desired to save His people from their sins, and that's exactly what He's done and what He's doing and what He did when Christ died on the cross. He made that atonement for His people, and He's through time saving each one of them, and He's calling them out, and He's saving them not of their own strength, of their own power, not even of their own desire. He gives them the desire to come and be saved, and He saves them. And so, but we see that strength comes from the Lord, and that the battle is from the Lord. Excuse me, the battle is the Lord's. And it does come from the Lord too. He's sovereign over it, certainly. So the size of Goliath, it was irrelevant. Didn't matter. The size of David, it was irrelevant. In verse 47, we'll read it again. It says in verse 47, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." This is the whole point of this. I think this is the key verse of this whole passage, is that we understand that the battle is the Lord's. That we understand it isn't by our strength, it's not by our might. It wasn't by Goliath's spear or his sword that he could win or lose. It was by the Lord. It was in the Lord's hand, this battle. And David knew that as long as he was with the Lord, as long as God was with him, that He would give him the ability. He would give him the strength to be able to defeat Goliath. And I think that's the whole, that is the point of this, that we understand, that we learn from this, is that it's to teach us not to look at our problems, not to look at ourselves, but to look to God. It's to teach us that we need Him to give us the strength to overcome, to win the battle. Now there's, I wanted to bring, in the very beginning of this, I wanted to bring this up. But, remember where we sang the kids sang this song this morning, and Kyle made the comment, and he asked him, what did he do after he hit Goliath to the rock? Ran away. I was thinking, that's exactly what most of us would have done. He's on the ground, run. Let's get out of here. We knocked him down. Let's get out of here. Now he's going to be mad when he gets up. But he got out. He went out and took old Goliath's sword and he chopped his head off, didn't he? You know. But we need to We need to finish the job too. You know. Once we got him on the ground, finish him. You know. Cut his head off and feed him to the birds. You know. Get rid of that problem and just take care of him. Make sure it's done. You know. We need to do that and make sure we. we finish the job, not just you know, win for a time. We do that a lot, don't we? For one day, we knock him down, don't we? We'll knock him down, and he's laying on the ground, and we walk away. You know, we need to go up there and cut his head off and kill him so he never comes back again, so he never gets up and comes back to bother us again and plague us again and cause us to tremble in fear. We over and over again do that, don't we, sometimes? We'll win that battle one day. The next day, we're just shaking right beside old Saul and his army again. We're down there rattling, and their armor is just a rattling. You can just hear him shivering down there. And then the next day, you know, the Lord gives us that grace and that strength, and we get up again and we knock him down again. But when we get him on the ground, we need to just take care of him. Get rid of that problem. Whatever it is that comes back and haunts you, cut its head off and feed it to the birds that it doesn't come back. That we win the battle that it's done with, that we're done with that battle, and we'll go on to another. There'll be another to come, but let's get rid of the battle that comes and continues to come. Like Saul, we read that he came out for 40 days. And for 40 days he came out, and that army just, they would just shiver, and they know we're not. You know, that's one thing that I was thinking about as I was studying this passage was, you know, Goliath only could stand there as long as the armies of Israel let him. As soon as David stood up and said, "I'll go face him," God said, "Okay, he's done. Goliath's done." You know, I think that is any man of that army could have stood for the Lord and did what was right, and God would, and if he went in the name of the Lord for God's honor, I think that any one of those men could have stood up and went and killed Goliath. They could have killed him. But that army was, they were afraid, and they didn't stand up. And that was the only reason Goliath came back day after day after day after day, because they wouldn't stand up. They wouldn't go in the strength of the Lord. They wouldn't just walk out there and face him, you know. And as soon as a young boy, a shepherd boy, he came down and said, "I'll go out there." And he knew it wasn't his own strength. He went right out there, and Goliath was done. Goliath never had a chance. He never stood a chance against David. He thought that Goliath knew he was going to win, but he never stood a chance. The battle was the Lord's. Goliath had no idea that he wasn't facing a little boy. He had no idea that he was facing God Almighty. God Almighty came with David, and Goliath stood against God. We often measure, don't we? We think about David facing Goliath. Poor Goliath faced God. Poor Goliath faced God that day, and he was done. Goliath was nothing compared to Almighty God. And so we need to remember that when we go. Remember that strength that we have in the Lord. Remember that he is our strength in the battle as the Lord's, and that we don't have to fear any problem that comes to us. When we're doing what is right, think about that. Let me see if I can find that. Look in verse 28 for a second there. David had came down, and his eldest brother was mad at him. He's like, "What are you doing down here?" He was upset with him for coming down. And it says in verse 28, and Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." Listen to this. This is why David won that day. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not now a cause?" Is there not a cause, he said. Listen, if you're doing what is right, if you're serving the Lord, if there's a cause for God, you cannot lose the battle. If you're standing for God's honor, for his name, if you're serving him, and there's a problem comes to meet you, you're going to defeat Goliath. Think about it. You know, I have this problem a lot. Sometimes when you're reading an account in Scripture, you think about how that, you look at this story. Say this story we're reading this evening, this account, you read about David and how he beat Goliath. Think, man, that's great. But then you say, but that was David. That was David, and I'm just me. We're so good at that. I'm good at that. That was David, but I'm just me. You know, this account was given that we would understand that God will do just the same thing for me. God will do just the same thing for you. When you're standing for what is right, when you're serving the Lord, he will do exactly the same thing for you. That's why this account is written. It's for us. It's that we might be able to read this and say, God did it for David, he'll do that for me. As long as I'm standing for what is right, he's going to do the same thing for me. He's going to give me the grace and the strength and the ability to win the battle. Consider that Goliath can only stand. He can only continue as long as we let him. He's standing there, and he'll come as long as we let him. He'll come and he'll stand and we'll day after day, and he'll taunt us, and he'll come out and say, come out and face me, day after day. But the day that we stand up against him, the day that we come in the name of the Lord, is the day that he's done. That's the day that he stands no more. You know, Goliath's only strength, we measure him, and we think about all this, you know, we know how big he was, and we think, man, he must have been strong. You know, but Goliath had, the only strength he had was the fear that he inflicted. The only power he had over that whole army was they were scared. They were scared of him, and they weren't trusting in their God. They weren't trusting in the strength of God to take care of them. And we need to remember that and trust in the strength of God that he'll take care of us. And the minute that we'll stand for God in the name of the Lord, that Goliath has to fall every time. He has to fall. He can't stand against God. He cannot stand when you go and in the strength of the Lord. We need to consider that and consider consider that he's not able to stand against our God. He can't face him. He is insignificant and tiny compared to God. So, I guess in conclusion, when we do what's right, when we're serving the Lord, when we're coming in the name of the Lord, the problems that we face as we strive to live godly lives, when those problems come to us, they're going to be defeated every time. All we have to do is be willing to stand. Know that God is our strength. Know that it isn't about me. It isn't about the problem. It's about God. It's about how big God is. It's about that he can handle it. It's about teaching me to trust in him. It's about showing me that the battle is his, and it's not about me. It's about God, and that he can take care of the problem. When we learn that, we'll be like David. We'll be able to stand against the problems when they come, and we'll defeat them, and we'll take care of the problem when it comes. I guess as a closing thought, David beat Goliath because he was doing what is right. That's a key thing. When we're doing what is right, when we're serving God, and there's a problem stands in the way of that, it has to fall. As long as we're willing to stand, as long as we're willing to serve the Lord. David did that, and so can we, and so will we, as long as we're willing to trust in the Lord. And remember that the battle is the Lord's, and it's not ours.